question in the laws of Shinui Makom B'Sa'uda. Happens many times. A person starts to eat in his house, and then he continues outside the house. So, is there a scenario that we say that he could start in the house and then go outside the house and continue eating without a beracha? Well, the halakha does appreciate the eating of holchei derachim, people that are traveling. And the halakha does say that if a person started to eat in his house, but he ate in a way where it wasn't permanent, for example, let's say he's standing, and it's clear that he's preparing himself to leave. He has a coffee in his hand, he has a Danish, and he's putting on his jacket, and he's eating it, and he's getting ready, and he's preparing. Now he walks outside. And it's clear that was his intention from the beginning. Even though normally we said that once a person changes locations, in many cases like that, when he goes from inside the house to outside the house, he would have to make a new beracha. However, in this case, since he's considered Ruchid Rahim, the opinion of Acham Ben Sion, as well as Acham Avadya, they clearly say that he's not bound by another beracha. That's what he writes in the Yalkut Yosef on page 94. Mi shetfei le'echol peri o mashke betoch beto. He ate a fruit or a drink in his house. He wants to continue with the kelucho. If at the time of the beracha he prepared himself to go on the road, and it was evident that he's leaving, he didn't eat in a set manner, the halakha says he didn't eat. Same thing happens many times in the synagogue. The people at the end of the tefillah, they go down to take a quick breakfast, but they're eating it on the run. They're not sitting down at the table with everybody. They drink a coffee, and they take maybe some fruit, and they want to catch maybe a devir Torah, but they're standing. They clearly are ready to leave the synagogue. They made bereh pri'aitz on the fruit and shakol on the coffee. Now they walk out. They're walking to the train. They left the building. They remember the rabbi said, hey, shinui makom. Now that's what chedir achim. Therefore, when they leave the building, now they got to the train station, and they went on the train. They still had the same coffee in their hand. Then they got off the train in Manhattan. Then they went from the train, they went into their office building. All this is considered holchei derachim, because they're considered traveling, and therefore, they can go from all these places, and they will not have a problem. However, if they started in the house, bikvi'ut, they sat down, let's say. They went down for breakfast, they sat down at the table. And they made shakol, they made bereh pri'aitz, and they ate whatever they ate. So you know what? Let me take the rest of it. I'm going to finish it outside. No, that's too late. Because since they made a kibi'ut in the house by sitting, by showing a certain permanency, now in fact if they leave, their original berachot of shakol or bereh pri'aitz, the fashot items, is going to be knocked out, because that's considered shinui makom in the seudah that mandates a beracha. It happens a lot of times. A person goes into the car. He has stuff in the car. He goes into the store, buys a coffee, and if he makes the beracha, let's say, he goes to 7-Eleven. He buys a coffee, and he makes the beracha in the store. He pays for it, by the way, makes a shakon yel daro. Now he goes from the store, outside the store, into the car. He made a couple of shinui makoms over there. It doesn't matter. He's considered holchei derachim. Since his whole beracha was made on the go. And therefore his beracha continues, even though he changed locations two, three times during the process. Similarly, the person started making a beracha in his car. And the car's moving. So now he goes, makes a shakon yel daro in his car. And he's going. And now he's gets out of his car to go pick up something. He stands with coffee in his head. And then he goes back in his car. And he stops with another errand and goes in and out. Since he made the beracha in his car, the car is considered olchei derachim. And therefore, since it's considered olchei derachim, even though he changes locations from place to place, he does not have to make another beracha. Some poskim want to say that that's only when he made the beracha when the car was moving. Shita like that. But if you made the beracha initially when the car was stationary, many times it happens. Guy turns on the car, he's in park, he sets himself up, he makes a shakol, he does whatever he wants, hands free, and then he goes. Oh, so someone would say, no, that's stationary, and therefore you're in a house now. It's like you're in a house. And after you're going to go out, and you're sitting. Sitting, so you see, you can't say he's on the go, he's sitting in the car, he's sitting in the house. So someone would say, in that case, you'd have to make new berachot when you walk out of the car. That's why it's the best to get out of that debacle, to go and start driving a little. Start driving a little. Not that you shouldn't make berachot when you're driving, really. Start driving a little, get to a red light when you stop, make a shakon yavbaro on the item. So then, if you know you're going to leave the car and stuff like that, if you're not planning on leaving the car and you're going to finish everything in the same car, so what's the difference? Whether you start or you don't start, when you're moving, it doesn't matter. We're talking about where the guy's planning on going, just to get around that. I don't think even if a person made a berachah when the car was parked, we're going to make him make new berachot when he goes out. Because it is a safek, it's a mahloket. But lechatahila, a person has to know his category, his status. Is he considered a chid rachim, or is he considered a buah?